Christina Morales calls for humane immigration policies at South Texas Builders Forum. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. Texas State Representative Christina Morales of Houston used a brief appearance at the conclusion of a South Texas Builders Association forum to call for humane immigration policies, honor construction worker Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, and encourage voters to consider candidates' positions on immigration. Morales, who represents Texas House District 145, said she was traveling across Texas and was able to attend the event in the Rio Grande Valley. She told attendees that her district includes Houston's East End, one of the state's largest immigrant communities. "I represent Houston's East End," Morales said. "House District 145 is one of the most immigrant-populated communities in the state of Texas. When I represent my district, I also represent many of the hard-working immigrant families and individuals gathered here today." Morales spoke about Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, who she said was shot and killed by an ICE agent on July 7 near her district in Houston. She said Salgado had lived in Houston and the United States for 35 years, had no criminal record, and was driving his construction crew to a job site when the incident occurred. "Our community has been outraged ever since," Morales said, adding that she recently attended a congressional hearing in Houston with Salgado's family. Morales also discussed her family's history in Houston, saying her grandparents founded both a funeral home and one of the area's first Spanish-language radio stations, La Voz Latina. She said the station's Se Necesita program connected Spanish-speaking workers with employers seeking employees. "I've often said that radio station helped Houston become the economic powerhouse it is today because it made people feel welcome," Morales said. "Immigrants were doing the work, and that is part of the Texas story." She said immigrants account for about 40% of the construction workforce, approximately 28% of farm workers, and contribute billions of dollars annually in state and local taxes. Morales called for meaningful legislation that helps people, and said she was encouraged that the forum brought together participants from different political backgrounds. Morales also said she was supporting Julio Salinas in his campaign for office and encouraged voters to ask candidates where they stand on immigration. "We all want a strong economy," she said. "We all want a Texas that works for everyone. But we must also ensure that our policies are humane." After Morales concluded, STBA CEO Mario Guerrero thanked her for speaking and acknowledged that political figures naturally present their views. He also thanked candidate Harry Garza for attending and invited him to appear on the organization's podcast. Guerrero then invited elected officials, candidates, law enforcement representatives and attendees to gather for a group photograph. Before closing the event, he encouraged attendees to keep your eyes open and pay attention, urged them to remember who attended the forum, reminded them that voter registration was available on site, and encouraged eligible residents to prepare for the November election. See related story. South Texas Builders Association calls for workforce solutions at Immigration Forum.